Yes, it's knockout hurling this weekend with four preliminary quarterfinals fixed for Fraher Field on Saturday and Sunday. And to preview all the action, I'm joined in studio by Tony Ryan, GAA writer with the Dungarvan Observer, and Kieran O'Gorman, All-Ireland winning coach with the Waterford Minors and Under-21s. And Kieran, the last time you were in studio, you boldly predicted that Mount Sion would take the News and Star Trophy. From what you've seen so far, do they still look like Ballygunner's closest challengers?
Yeah, of all the matches I've seen, they're the one team that I think could possibly put it up to Ballygunner. I haven't seen Ballygunner playing this year. Sure, we all know what they are like. They're the All-Ireland champions. They're the team that I think would put it up to them the most. If they win it, I don't know. But like on any given day, they could have beat them last year with a bit of luck near the end of the game. But from what I've seen, they're still the only team that could put it up to them.
Tony, would you go along with that?
Definitely, from what we've seen in the two games that they played, you know, against Tallaght and against Abbeyside, there's no doubt about it. They are on a mission and they're playing very well. Their hurling is brilliant, their fitness, everything about them. Austin had to go off after 10 minutes in the second game. You wouldn't know he was off the field. They had most of the play, some great scores. I'd say if they don't meet before the final, they'll meet in the final.
Very good, very good. And Tony, you've seen the majority of the game so far. Any standout ties in the group stages?
Not really. I think the championship is missing Maurice Shanahan myself. You know, I mean, a lot of the games went what you would expect, but Maurice lit up the championship the last few years. You know, we're talking about what he scored and everything, and you know the type of play that he plays, and that, so it's a pity that he's out. Seemingly he could be out again this weekend. You know, that's the problem with a condensed championship like that. If you get an injury early on, you'll probably miss the whole lot of it, which is unfair. Like, it's kind of like what's in this county is, it is fixture based and regulation based, not player based. You know, it is all a rush job. We all know why it is a rush job. It's a rush job to get ready for the Munster Club Championships. But to be terrible if we didn't see Maurice in action this year. I think he's the best club player that I've seen anyway, especially up here in the West for so long. And it's a pity he's not playing.
Yeah, we'll come to Maurice very shortly when we look ahead to Lismore and Clonay. The first game coming up, Kieran, on Saturday evening, 5:30, Fraher Field is 4 Mile Water and Passage. 4 Mile coming into this one after a big win over Clonay last weekend. What impressed you about that performance?
I suppose their big players came back playing very well. Jamie Byrne, Conor Gleeson played well. And what impressed me about 4 Mile Water is that they had a very evenly distributed amount of scorers. I think they had 8 scorers, seven or eight scorers from play in the game, which it just goes to show maybe they lined out their team a little bit better. Dermot Ryan was back in the backs, which he's a natural back and a man mountain back there and things like that. They looked like, I saw them against Dungarvan the first game, they looked fatigued, they looked, I don't know, had they trained maybe a bit hard coming into the game, but they looked a different animal last week against Clonay.
And was Jamie Byrne back to his best, Kieran?
He was like, all the lads that have played into county the last few years, like they trained very hard, they haven't got much of a break. I think between the two games, there was 2 weeks between Fomora playing Dungarvan and Clonay. The word is that Jamie went away and had a bit of a break from himself and he came back, and look what breaks do to people. Pat Bennett mentioned it there after Ferns winning the Wexford County final. They won the league at 14 and ended up going to America for a number of weeks and months, and they came back and they won the championship. Players needed a bit of time off and a bit of relaxation too. All these players that played with Waterford all the season, they got no time off. Like, they were straight from the intensity of that to going in, and you have to perform with the added pressure of being a county player, and the pressure's on you to perform for your club. And then if things aren't going right, you're actually harder on yourself maybe. So maybe the bit of a break that Jamie apparently had didn't do all the good.
Tony, how would you rate Passage's championship so far?
Well, still last week, 4 Mile Water were on fire, and obviously we didn't see the game of Passage weren't on fire, which is unusual for them against De La Salle. That was definitely a poor showing. Like, well, there was no goal in the match anyway, but apart from that. And then, like, Killian Fitzgerald didn't start, Noel Connors didn't start, like, you know. So maybe they're not as properly organised as they should be. But, like, Passage are a club now. They will not want to be in the four relegation teams, let's say, the following week or whenever it's on, you know. So I'd expect an improved performance. And what we do notice in the championship is a team that plays bad in their first game, they really, like 4 Mile Water, they came good in their second game. You know, and I say Passage now will definitely have a pint to prove whether they'll be strong enough to beat 4 Mile Water. I thought the fringe players for 4 Mile Water the second time were excellent. The cornerbacks, the wing backs, the forwards. Kieran Welch was taken off against Dungarvan. He scored 6 points the other night from play and made a fantastic point for Jimmy Byrne. So, like, it's a big task for Passage, but like, if they can produce the spirit and the displays that they're capable of, we could have a cracker of a game.
How do you call it, Tony?
If 4 Mile Water play like they did last week, I think 4 Mile Water will go a long ways in the championship, you know. And then again, as I said, on the other side with Passage, you know, they're a spiritual group. You know, they'll come up to their own Garvin with only one thing on their mind, that's to stay in the championship.
Kieran, looking at the second game coming up at 7:15, Lismore versus Clonay. Tony mentioned it there. Marishannon has been a big miss in this year's championship, hasn't started the first two games. Will we see him line out on Saturday?
I don't know. And that's not telling you what I know. The fact is, I don't know if he's going to play or not. I hope he does, from my own perspective and from Lismore man's perspective. I hope he does play, because I think if Lismore are to get over Clonay, they'll need Morris. The reality of it is last Thursday week, he got a pin taken out of his finger. 10 days. Can you play a hurling match 10 days after getting pinned out of your finger? I don't know. I don't think so. Now, knowing Morris will want to play, but will he do himself justice? Like, will Lismore be thinking, can we get by? Maybe with 15 minutes to go, we said, geez, we'll try everything at this if the game's in Milton Park and we get him over. But I'd prefer, for his own sake and for his own family life and everything, like, it's a big ask to ask him to play 10 days after having a pin removed from your finger. As Tony said, he's a huge loss to the championship. He's an even bigger loss to Lismore. But in saying that, like, Jack Prendergast has taken over the mantle of being the free taker since with Morris out. And I think from what I've seen, Jack has been the player of the championship so far. You might say that's a biased opinion for me, but I think he's been absolutely outstanding. Not saying that we haven't missed Morris. Of course you'd miss Morris. But I think Jack and a couple of other players around maybe have stepped up to the mark with Morris missing, including big brother Dan came back in there last week and stood the edge of the square and was influential.
Yeah, you took the next question out of my mouth, Kieran. Like, why is Dan still producing it at senior level at 45 years of age?
Probably because he's a freak of a man. And I'm trying to say that now in a nice way. Like, he trains as hard now as what he ever did before. But, like, Dan just loves the game. And what's more than that, Dan loves Lismore. And he will do anything for Lismore. And if Dan is 55 and Lismore knocks on his door asking him to play, he'd probably play. That's just the character that he is. And I can't say any more about him. He just loves the black and amber, and he will do anything for him.
Tony, you wanted to come in there?
Yeah, like, Dan might have lost a bit of speed in that, but the one thing he never lost was his catch. The long delivery, and that's as good as ever it was, you know. And he's still getting a bit of scores and able to lay off scores, you know. Naturally, the fitness wouldn't be as great at this stage of his life. But I must say, any ball that comes in, he catches at least 9 out of 10 of them.
Yeah, and Clonay will have to plan for him, Tony. Like, they fell a little bit flat against 4 Mile compared to their performance the previous week against Dungarvan. Where did they come up short the last time out?
Well, I thought it was 4 Mile did the business there, you know. They weren't good enough for 4 Mile. Like, coming up to half time, it was level enough. And a second goal was scored by 4 Mile Water, you know. But to me now, they're one of these teams again that they didn't go well the last day. So they'll be on a mission this weekend, you know. There would be good opposition now for Lismore. Like, if Lismore are properly organised, you know, I don't mean the club itself, but if all the players were buying into it, you'd have Ray Barry starting. You know, like, how long can you keep going in kind of, say bringing someone on when things are going wrong and things like that, you know? And there's still a few other players that are missing, you know. But Clonay will give it everything. But it's a pity. If Morris was there, I could say straight here, I'd tell you that there's more victory if he was playing, you know. But Clonay are to be watched this weekend.
Would you tip Clonay for the win?
I say it'll be close enough. Like, you look at the match last weekend now with Lismore and Dunhill. There's another one, like, we didn't see, but there's so many matches on at the same time. But there was very little in for a long time, you know. But Clonay should have beaten Dungarvan. You know, the seven minutes saved Dungarvan that day, you know. They didn't perform the last day. But you'd expect Billy Power to be improving the whole time too, and James Power, whoever's back from America, back at this stage, and they have two games behind them, you know. So with the right attitude, this could be another humdinger.
Certainly could. And we've another doubleheader then on Sunday, Tony, starting with Abbeyside and Dunhill at 1:30. Who stood out for the Villagers in their win over Tallaght?
Well, definitely Mark Farncombe, I thought. I think, as far as I know, he's 33 years of age, but it was fantastic. He scored 1-12, 11 frees, 1 point, fantastic goal, and made the other goal. And beside, unfortunately, they're down Seán Callaghan. Seems like it's a year-long injury, you know. There's talks that Conor Prunty mightn't be fully fit either. To me, Farncombe's the main man. Michael Halloran did well as well. He got 3 points. There, Pudge Horney, I don't know why they don't start him, because when he comes on, he's influential, you know. If a fella can score a few points, I'd have him on at the start rather than the end. They'll go into the game as favourites. Like, in fairness, if a team draws the intermediate winners from last year, everybody says the seasoned senior team will win. Like, there will be strong favourites going into it. But then again, Jimmy Dunhill played very well last week against Lismore.
Yeah, they did. How do you see this one going, Kieran?
I'd agree with Tony. I think Abbeyside should have enough for Dunhill. But, like, Lismore last week were put to their pin to the collar to beat Dunhill. And in saying, like, Dunhill had a lot of wides last week. I suppose both teams had a lot of wides. My own fella had 5, I think. But anyway, we'll talk about that later on.
We won't mention that on air.
Young Bonner there for Dunhill, he was very effective. Michal Harney, a centre-back. Emma Murphy is still a bit of a handful for Club Hall. And, you know, Shane Casey came on. Maybe he might be able to start this week. But it is a big task coming up from intermediate to be playing at Abbeyside. We're in a senior county final 3 years ago. To me, I think Abbeyside are the team that will win this one. With Mark Farncombe, as Tony said, he was blackguarding the other day. The Packer said he was like a fine wine. I don't know about that now, but anyway. I think Abbeyside will win this one, yeah.
De La Salle versus Tello is the last of the preliminary quarterfinals, Tony. Tommy Ryan was terrific last Sunday against Abbeyside. How will De La Salle deal with him?
Well, it's very hard to deal with Tommy Ryan. I just thought the second goal he got was the best goal I ever saw over in the Fraher field. Like, there was two or three players going for the ball. He just went in through him, the ball in his hand, and before you knew it, the net was rattling down the other side. Fantastic. I don't think you can deal with Tommy Ryan, but the problem with Tallow is that there's only one Tommy Ryan on the team. You know, they've played two games over in the Fraher field, and each one of them has been a carbon copy of the other. It's Tommy Ryan and that's it, you know. Also, I think this year that Tallow are always renowned for their hurling skill in that. But I think they're concentrating more on physicality this year. And I don't think it's getting them anywhere, you know. So I don't think they have the players to beat De La Salle, who I think have turned the corner last weekend, you know. But Tommy can't keep doing it forever.
Would you agree with Tony, Kieran, that De La Salle have turned the corner?
Yeah, I think they put down a marker last week, 24 points to 12 against Passage. Very impressive victory. Tallow last week, like, with 10 minutes to go, Tallow were in this game against Abbeyside. Abbeyside had a man sent off, and I don't think Tallow actually utilised their spare man. Even with a spare man, Abbeyside still had an option of going to a shot puck out and trying to work the ball with feet, which is Abbeyside are very good at doing. And, like, I just couldn't fathom out how Tallow allowed that, even with having an extra man. On maybe a plus side for Tallow is that maybe Jordan Henley might be fit enough to start this week, that he was a big loss to him last week. He only came on. He came on full forward, and if anyone knows Jordan, he knows that, no, Jordan isn't a full forward. He's a midfielder or a wing back. And a fully fit Jordan Henley at midfielder in the half back line for Tallow could have a big influence on the game, and might be the man that could feed Tommy Ryan with the ball. But in saying that, I agree with Tony that De La Salle for the victory in this one.
And Tony, before you leave you go, you've given great coverage to the Western Championships in the Dungarvan Observer this week. We've 4 intermediate quarterfinals. Look ahead to this weekend. We've Ballinamee, Le Cap Queen, we've Ballysaggart, Bricky Rangers, we have On Ryan against Shamrocks, and we have Clashmore Kinsale Beg against St Mary's. Mm-hmm. Who are the standout team that are going to be competing for silverware, in your opinion?
Well, from what I've seen against Ballysaggart, to me, Ballysaggart are, you know, they were, I know Ballyduff were senior last year as well. Ballysaggart, but I think Ballysaggart, they scored 5-19 last week, and they showed no signs of tiring. And as the game goes on, they just score more and more. I think they're the team. The nearest to them, I think, is On Ryan. But what's very interesting about On Ryan is that they're one of the few clubs in the West that bring through players underage very quickly and very good. Remember, Jack O'Flynn came through there a few years ago, and then O'Sheen O'Callaghan, and now you have Liam O'Sheacon. He scored something like 1-11 there the last day, you know. So they have a good pick out there, and they use their players well. You know, so I can see on Ryan could give them a bit of bother. I think if anybody wants to beat Ballyseagart, you'll have to mark Stephen Bennett. You know, too, if they want any hope, because Stephen was just out in his own the last night.
Yeah, tell us about his scoring exploits 20 last week.
Well, he was out. What I knows about him was he stayed around the centre of the field, nobody marking him. So all his teammates did was pass the ball to him. And he got 216, he got a load of scores. But he also showed how to take a point. He was out around the middle of the field and he just put it slightly over the crossbar. You think it wasn't going to go over. And he does this with Freeze as well. And you have all the rest of the players, most of them in the county anyway, they go for this big high ball. It could go anyway, up in the sky. It might be over the mind, but he's the ideal pint taker.
Yeah. Just on that point there, like, the ball goes for Stephen Bennett, hits it. It doesn't, the wind won't take it, there'll be nothing. Like, it goes like an arrow, it doesn't waver. And I think, if you're trying to do a bit of coaching, be saying, hit the ball through. Like, you never see a free, Tony. I don't think I ever saw Stephen Bennett taking a free where it tails wide. It either, if it starts going wide, it'll go wide. It goes where he hits it. He either hits it over the bar or he hits it wide, but it doesn't drift wide, if you get my drift. Yeah. It goes like a narrow, wherever. And I think...
And it's not a mile over the bar. Like,
no.
And I'm sure Kieran, Stephen Bennett will be part of Davy Fitzgerald's plans in 2023. What do you make of his return to Waterford as manager?
Would he be everyone's first choice? Maybe not. Would he be my first choice? I don't know. The one thing I think, like, the last time Davy was here, with 2010, was the last Munster final championship to Waterford won. And in those intervening years, we've had Michael Ryan, Derek McGrath, Patrick Fanning and Liam Cahill. I think Waterford have won, correct me if I'm wrong, but they've won 6 or 7 Munster championship games. Like, but Davy probably, will he bring a bit of freshness back into it? It's his way or the highway, probably. He's probably more experienced than when he was here the last time. Like, the last time he was here, Waterford were in 4 consecutive All-Ireland semi-finals. Let's not forget that either. Do opposition managers know how Davy sets up and can they counteract it? We don't know. He won a Leinster final with Wexford there a couple of years ago. Unlucky not to get to an All-Ireland final. A harsh defeat against Tipperary in the semi-final. So, like, he's since he left Waterford, he's won All-Ireland with his native Clare. So, like, he gets the best out of what he has. People, Davy's back, Davy's that. Oh, they'll be playing sweep, they'll be doing this, they'll be that. It's about time now that people just get behind you. Whoever the manager is, get behind them and support the team. You're supporting the team. Get behind the players. Are we good enough to win it? Let's wait and see. But we have to get behind the manager, because whoever the manager is, if it was Tony Ryan, if it was Kieran O'Gorman, if it was Tomás McCarthy, like, if everyone are knocking him, will that transfer on to the manager and say, oh, jeez, I'm on a hiding to nothing here? I think people just have to get behind him and give him a go.
Well, Kieran O'Gorman and Tony Ryan, thanks a million for your time today, as always, and enjoy all the games over the weekend.
Tomás.
Thank you, Tomás.